We are all born with certain inborn talents, abilities, capacities, dispositions, personalities. But at the same time, the idea is not to just accept what we are. It is also to make something of ourselves. But of course, what we can make of ourselves is also, to a large part,
what your destiny in life is,
by our times, our
upbringing, what you want to be,
and so,
what you want to have, and what you want to do, what you want to do, what you want to do.
The idea is not to just accept what we do, it's also to make sense of ourselves.
Ask or remind yourself.
For a second, I totally forget about Tyler's whole controlled demolition thing, and I wonder how clean that gun is.
Getting exciting now.
I gotta cut a record. I figured, I'm screwed up and average enough that I could write a song that'll live on forever. And then after that, it don't matter. And then after that, it don't matter. And then after that, it don't matter. You know? And then after that, it don't matter. Matter.
What? Warning! The Bible warns against false teachers and false prophets. There shall not be found among you anyone who practices witchcraft, or a soothsayer, or one who interprets omens, or a medium, or a spiritist, or one who calls up the dead. For all who do these things are an abomination to the Lord, and they shall be smitten. Now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron, and they shall be smitten.
And the coming of the lawless one is according to the works of Satan,
with all
power, signs, and lying wonders,
and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish,
because they did not receive
the love of the truth. And they shall put Hawaiian music in elevators,
and they shall be smitten.
And they will not put ketchup in a decent bottle, but in a silly piece of plastic.
And they shall be smitten.
For this you know,
that no fornicator, unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words. Therefore do not be partakers with them. They shall be smitten also.
The Bible also tells us there is hope.
And then many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another.
That's hope.
Oh, well. Then many false prophets
will rise up and deceive many.
And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end shall be saved.
Jesus answered and said to them, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God."
No instructions on how to get back into the womb. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And if you can't believe that, you can believe in Spider-Man or the Incredible Hulk.